If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
And welcome to Phoning It In, the Improvised Phone-In Show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Angelica, you want to give up your occult rituals in the new year?
Yeah, I just think it'd be for the best. I don't find that I'm benefiting from it. It's actively detrimental to the people I love.
What kind of occult rituals are you taking part in?
Sacrifice.
Right.
A lot of sacrifice.
What are you sacrificing?
Human
sacrifice.
Flesh.
Okay. Yeah. And who's that being sacrificed to then?
For my goals, the rules that I follow, or I have been told to follow, is that you are your own deity, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's like, if you think about it like this, it's like girl boss rules, you know?
Yeah.
So it's how to girl boss your way to the top. You put yourself as the ultimate, you know, pinnacle to pray to. You make a shrine to yourself. You sacrifice human life to yourself.
And have you seen much benefit from that?
Well, that's the problem, no.
Right, no. Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah,
if it's not... paying out, do you know what I mean?
Then if it's not paying dividends,
yeah,
then
yeah,
you might as well pack it in.
Witchcraft.
I mean, would you say that a woman succeeding in the world is witchcraft? No,
I'm not saying that at all.
I just mean the human
sacrifice.
Because that was a thing that happened before, Dave, you know? A woman could read. A woman was sexually competent and they were burned at the stake.
Yeah, no, God.
So, you know, we've got our modern day witch hunt. If a woman is succeeding on top, now... that's witchcraft, is it?
Yeah, no, I completely see that I was even wrong to suggest.
Oh, good, I'm glad, yes.
Let's go back to the part where you were sacrificing humans. Like, who are we talking about here? Like, who?
Well, the whole thing with the rituals is that it has to be, really, if you want it to work, it has to be things you're going to miss. You know what I mean? So generally, family members.
Mm-hmm.
It started, you know, maybe a little bit more distant as I was just trying to get into the go of it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'd be sacrificing, you know, my weird Uncle Jim, who'd always give your arse a bit of a grope at the Christmas do.
No loss there,
you know what I mean? That's how it started. And then I did have to get a bit closer and closer and closer. And, you know, one of the last sacrifices I made was one of my children.
Right. Boy or girl?
Both. Twins.
Oh, twins.
Yeah.
Because you'd think that might have a bit more...
Exactly. Bit more weft
mojo.
To it. Bit more something.
And you know? No joy?
No joy. God, no. Okay. No joy, no.
I want to bring on Angelica's brother, Frank. What's your take on this, Frank? Because you've obviously lost some family members to this carry-on.
How are you doing, Dave? Well, I mean, it's been chaos the last couple of months dealing with Angelica's shenanigans.
Sure.
First of all, even the Secret Santa's ruined this year.
Who did you have? Did you have Jim?
Oh, yeah, Jim. Yeah, Jim's a very easy man to buy for. I'm actually in a five-a-side group with Jim. That team's fucked.
You probably had the... gift already bought.
I had the gift bought. Yeah, the Black and Decker drill, and I think the limit was £80, and it was on sale in Woody's. And I mean, I have a drill myself. I don't know, who the fuck now?
Yeah, what are you gonna do with it now?
Well, the Secret Santa has been totally rejigged, and I've got my sister Denise. So she's not gonna
want a drill.
She's not gonna want a fucking drill,
right,
Dave.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're very upset.
Yeah.
And I liked the kids. I used to get good crack out of hanging out with the twins, you know, and you bring them to the cinema. Maybe you're the cool uncle, you bring them to something you're not supposed to see, like Blue Velvet or something like that, you know. And I mean, that's our relationship gone. I was a godfather to one of them. I was buying. You're essentially talking about two presents a year for 12 years, Dave.
That's an investment.
That's a big investment.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be hoping, you know,
do you have kids of your own?
I don't.
Yeah.
Believe
so
that,
and even more so than you need to sort of niece and nephews
that's
for when
it, Dave. Yeah,
you
yeah.
get a bit older and you're.
Yeah. No, I'm very upset now.
Yeah.
Losing the nephew and the niece and the brother, of course.
Yeah. Can you see, Angelica, why Frank would be upset with this?
Well, frankly, Frank has never supported me.
That's not fair, no.
Ever since we were children, it's just the two of us, so, you know.
Well, Jim, now. It's the two of us now. You killed Jim.
Jim was our uncle.
He was like a brother to you guys, though, because he was similar in age.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Jim was a bad man.
Ah, no.
He was a bad man, and you have always worshipped at his altar.
It was the 90s.
Yeah.
You were allowed to get away with a lot more. Like,
things have changed.
To be honest, it's a compliment, I think, if somebody gives you an old grab at Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean,
I know you think that.
I'd
know
be
you think that.
More concerned with the fact that she's a close family member, to be honest. You know, it's one thing lads getting handsies in the 90s.
Yeah, that was grand. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, different times, as
different
you say.
Times, different times.
As you say, Frank.
Spice Girls had just come out.
We were all
look,
a bit
we all learned
Celtic
how to
tiger.
Take a grope.
Soviet Union had fallen.
Yeah.
We all learned how to take a grope in the 90s. That's something that women had to learn how to do.
And boys as well.
And boys. Women and boys. Look, and you know, and that wasn't one of my main reasons for choosing to kill our uncle first. You know, really, I wanted to kill him because I really thought he was having an undue influence on your life. And I want you to succeed as well.
I'm you know, a big,
you were
successful
going down
man.
A bad path.
Not
you were gambling. You were...
Great crack.
You're drinking way too much.
Love it.
You can't keep a woman.
Don't want them too long.
And I want you to succeed in life. You know?
I think I run a very, very successful pool cleaning company. I've cleaned some of the biggest pools in the country. Olympic size, some of them, mind you.
Is there enough business in that?
Not really.
No.
Not if I'm honest, Dave.
Yeah, there's not an
if I was in LA, now, I'd be cleaning up.
Literally.
And he's doing it himself. So he can't afford to have a helper. So you think about some of these pools. He's down there scrubbing these pools with a little brush.
And I tell you
days.
Something, like I can hold my breath for maybe 10 seconds. So it takes me an awful long time to clean a pool.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I want to bring in your remaining son, Brian. Mm-hmm. Little Brian.
Hi.
How do you feel about this? Because you've lost a brother and sister out of this, Brian.
Yeah, well, I never really got to know them.
Okay.
You know, and my Christmases are by myself now.
Yeah. And you get more presents, love.
If I survive.
You will.
Are you worried about that though, Ryan?
I mean, constantly. It's a constant worry, Dave. Mm. I'm always looking over my shoulder. Whenever I see a knife, I think, is that a sacrificial knife? And Mammy bought this set of knives that she said were really good.
Sushi knives, though. Sushi knives.
That's what she said. And then she was like tickling me, saying, you're a little slice of sushi.
Can I just... would it be possible to take him off the line for just a second?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to I won't be sacrificing him.
Brian.
I don't know whether you've realised, but... So Brian is 25.
Right.
He's not the full shilling.
Okay.
He's a harmless lad.
Yeah. He's absolutely harmless, and it wouldn't be fair, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, just to fill you in there.
Sorry, Brian. You were saying
something went wrong with the line there.
Yeah, it's
Dave.
Okay. You're back now.
I'm back.
You didn't get to know your brother and sister.
No.
How come you didn't get to know them when they were alive?
Well, I was in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's actually very successful in Australia. So
I was DJing on a beach.
Okay.
I went over. I didn't have any equipment, so I was just beatboxing.
All right.
Hoping to get discovered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I read in a magazine, you know, Deadmau5.
Yes.
He wears a big thing. I had a big foam thing of a potato.
Okay.
On my head. And I was like beatboxing inside the potato.
Did you have a name?
Yeah. DJ Spud.
DJ Spud.
And I was hoping that someone would come along and say, who's inside that Spud? I want him to play at my party. And I'd take the thing off and it'd be Michael Fassbender or one of them lads. But it didn't happen, Dave.
Right.
I could only
say. So you were hoping that Michael Fassbender would be under the potato?
No, that I'd take off the potato head and Michael Fassbender would be there going, you're great.
Oh,
I want
sorry.
You to play my birthday party.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting confused because of the film Frank where he wears a head
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah, he's, yeah.
It's a great name. Movie. Great movie, yeah.
That's just a happy coincidence.
Brian's yeah, a very yeah. talented young lad. He had interest from no other than Mundy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mundy was interested in collaborating, or
no? He wanted to book him for a communion, one of his kids.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And
list goes on, Dave.
Yeah, and I made a sacrifice to make that happen for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Who did you sacrifice?
The twins.
Oh, to get that gig for Mundy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, was it worth it?
Mundy said he didn't want to deal with that sort of bad press.
Oh, and then you lost the gig?
Yeah. I lost the gig. I
actually had a detrimental
yeah.
effect.
Terrible.
I showed up, I played outside, I put the Spud head on, and I went, communion time for all the kids. Come on now, let's go. And I couldn't think of a rhyme.
Oh.
And then I passed out because of the heat.
Right. What's it made of, the potato heads?
Paper mache.
Right.
With chicken wire.
Yeah.
And then I was afraid of getting too cold in it, so I put in a couple of heaters.
Mm.
But then it got too hot.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have it in Australia. I'd be on the beach for 20 minutes. But the heat, I don't know if you've ever been to Australia, Dave, but
very
the heat.
Warm. Very warm.
Very, yeah, very yeah, warm.
Yeah. It's closer to the sun.
I don't know how the koala bears handled it at all.
Yeah.
And I pass out on the beach.
Could people hear the beatboxing through all that paper mache and stuff?
It was muffled. I had to really, really scream.
Okay.
And then I'd be coughing up blood. And I thought that was mum. I thought that was the curse.
So there is a curse on our family.
Okay.
Here we go.
That has gone again. Back centuries. That all of the men are absolutely just not at home. They're just not.
Because we're living in Australia, Mum.
Yeah, I know, Pet. They're not at the races. They don't know how to do anything. So the women always have to take up the slack in the family.
Disagree.
We do
everything. And for once, you know, of course, I wanted to support my child and my brother and, you know, all of them. I want them to be okay. But I also wanted to do something for myself for once. Mm. Because the women in this family have always been relegated to looking after these useless fucking pricks.
No, I have to step in there, Dave.
Okay.
There is a long history of very successful businessmen in our family. My father, Angelica's father, was a corpse photographer.
Okay.
In the 1970s.
Was that still...
Not really.
Right. Not a lot of business.
There wasn't a lot. People found it creepy, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
See, his grandfather was a corpse photographer.
Okay.
At a time where people liked taking photos of their dead relatives.
Yeah.
By the 1970s, everyone had cameras.
Yeah.
And to be honest, when you walk into a funeral and start taking snaps of some dead lad in a casket... People aren't happy.
No.
No. They think it's some sort of fetish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, presumably he wasn't just going into random funerals uninvited.
Was.
Oh, yeah, he was. Okay, yeah. And then hoping they would want the photos afterwards, kind of like the guy on O'Connell Street or whatever.
Exactly right, yeah. You're like a tiny boy in Vietnam taking a little snap and saying, my daddy's going to beat me if you don't buy me photo.
Okay. So I'm not sure how we got onto that.
What I'm saying is I come from a long line
of successful...
He was successful in the sense he got up with his arse and he did it.
Yes, he did something.
He didn't make any money.
Yeah.
Pioneering.
He was a pioneer.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Like Brian got up off his arse, went down to Australia.
Yeah, he went down. He had a go at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out my Facebook page, DJ Spud.
Absolutely, we'll do
Live
that, Brian.
Live and loose.
Yeah, we'll check that out. Angelica, I just want to ask one more thing.
Yeah, look.
What was it about the twins, Shane and Moira, that... You felt okay with sacrificing them? Like, I know you thought there might be more power within the kind of whole twin thing, and I get that. But, were they bad kids?
No, Look, it wasn't that they were bad kids. They were a bit creepy. Twins are, you know,
twins are creepy.
They're creepy. They're creepy.
I will admit I was creeped out.
And sometimes boy-girl twins even more so
exactly.
than...
Exactly. What are they doing?
Yeah. What are they doing?
What are they up to?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And boy-girl twins, you know, they're too close.
Too close.
They're too close.
Yeah.
I don't like to think about it.
Finishing each other's sandwiches.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Amongst other things.
Yeah. Okay, well. Listen, I'm glad you're going to give it up, Angela, because it doesn't sound it's worked out too well for you.
I just give up in general, to be honest. I'll go back
don't
to
do
being
that,
I know. I'll
you can
go back
kill me
to
if
being
you want. You can kill me if you want.
Go back to the swing dancing. You were happy when you were doing the swing dancing.
It's true.
I tell you something, Dave. When she was doing the swing dancing, she was a beacon of light.
Right.
And this whole killing kids thing, I don't know.
It's a difference.
I think it's just mad.
Yeah. I just need an outlet, I think.
Go back to the swing dancing, so
yeah,
I'm telling you.
Maybe.
Swing dancing
maybe.
Could be good. Okay, guys, thanks so much for phoning it in. We're still talking about New Year's resolutions. Tim, you want to get into less mischief this year?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of mischief.
What kind of mischief?
Oh, you know, this and that, going around, going up, tickling nuns, you know.
Yeah.
So going into churches, replacing the wafers with refresher bars, cutting them into circles. So when the priest, everyone started chewing.
Chewing away.
Oh, I don't know. I went in, stuff. I put rum in the baptismal font.
Is it all aimed at the church?
No, just so I happened to be in a church one day and it was empty.
Oh, well, they're asking for it.
But now I get up to a lot more mischief than that. I like to, you know, I like to live at large. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people like to live at medium. Yeah. Some are small. I'm like an extra large.
Okay.
I'm an XX large.
What's the most mischievous thing you've ever done?
Oh, we went on a boat. Me and my mates, what's it not a boat?
Was it a boat? Or
what?
I'm confused. It was a boat? On
the water? A boat on the water.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
But he says international rules,
you can do anything when
you're on the water.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
And he said, it is true.
Yeah.
And he's a very smart man. He's a business led.
Yeah.
He wears a suit. I don't know what he does, but he sells things out of his briefcase, I think.
Okay.
Smaller briefcases. He's got like a big briefcase. So he goes, hey, you in business? You want a briefcase.
Okay.
And you want a small one so you look like, I've got a bit of business to do, but not too much.
Yeah, I know.
And that business failed.
Okay.
But you got to keep your suit and briefcases. So I went, that makes sense, in national waters. So we went out, we had a big fuck fest. We just fucked everything on a boat, the cushions, we're rubbing up against the steering wheel. There was a bunch of us.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple of women there, but, I mean, we were off our faces.
Right.
And then we said, let's fucking sink the boat. But we made a mistake, you see. We should have went back near the shore.
Sure.
We did it in the middle. We had to fucking swim back.
Okay.
And we're a lot of our bodily fluids were drained, so.
So that made the swim more difficult.
Yeah, we're exhausted from all the fucking.
Yeah. That's pretty mischievous.
Very mischievous.
Bill, international law, as soon as you're on the water, you can do whatever you want.
Yes, Dave. You can snort, fuck, kill. You can do whatever you want. Unfortunately, there's very little 5G. Once we get that far out, so I couldn't really look it up.
But you're fairly sure that that's the case.
To be honest, we didn't do a lot of illegal things. It was mostly having sex with cushions.
There's nothing illegal there.
Like, I mean, we could have done that at home.
His voice carries a lot of, he sounds a lot smarter than he is.
Yes.
Well, I sound like a damn cunt, but he sounds like a fucking, hello there. Oh, yes, you're very...
Yeah, and the suit and the briefcase.
Suit and the briefcase. It exudes intelligence. To look at him, Dave, you wouldn't think that he does play Fuck, Snort, Kill, but he loves that game.
Okay.
Wherever we are.
Let's play a quick game of Fuck, Snort, Kill.
All right.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell.
Well, I'd fuck the coke, because it would make me dick all tingle. Then I'd bend Simon Cowell over, and I'd make Pamela Anderson watch. And then I'd fucking murder her afterwards, wouldn't I? Yeah, that's it. That's
she probably wouldn't want to live after seeing that.
She might die of fright, Dave. You're right, yeah.
Another mate of yours is on the line, Roy.
Hello, boys.
All right, Roy.
How
are you?
Fucking
legend.
You legend.
You prankster.
Here, lads, yous left me out there.
Oh, shit.
In the water?
Yeah, I nearly died. I nearly fucking died.
Have you reached home yet, Roy?
Where are you?
No, I don't know where I am.
So
I
you're in the ocean now?
I've found my way to land.
Okay, you're on
land. Roy, how much battery is left in your phone?
Oh, not a lot. This is my
turn off the vibration. It eats battery. Look around.
And the Bluetooth.
Turn off
the
Bluetooth.
But the vibration is, you know, part of the good stuff for the...
You're telling me, Roy.
Do you see
palm trees?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
I thought you might be on that island that Tom Hanks was on.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Do you have a volleyball?
A volleyball?
A volleyball?
No, what happened was I had a volleyball and I put my dick in it and it burst.
Fuck. Yeah. Relationships are ruined when you rush too much into sex.
Sorry?
I'm just saying
I'd like you to clarify.
You can often ruin a relationship. If you rush too much into full-on penetration, it's good to build up a
It's coming from a bloke who's been married 7 times.
Guilty as charged.
And fucked them all.
I call them the seven dwarves.
What, were they all quite short? Or?
No, one of them was sleepy. The other one was grumpy. Oh,
okay. Yeah, fair enough.
The other one was a doctor.
Yes.
One of them fell into a coma.
Right. Just
very sleepy.
Very sleepy,
very suspicious. Too much mischief.
What
that
other
night.
Dwarves were there?
There was Happy. That was a nice... That was probably the longest relationship. Happy.
Yeah.
I would say that the happiest one you had was Cokey.
Ah, Cokey. Yes, well, Cokey was a very easy woman to get on with. I mean, you just supplied her with the stuff and she was relatively happy. She didn't eat much.
Anyway, lads, I need a bit of help. I don't know what to do or how to get off the island. Any suggestions?
Did you bring
We actually, this call is more about New Year's resolutions, so maybe you could pick up with the guys.
My resolution is to get off the island.
Well, that's good, yeah. That's bringing
Tell
it back
me, Roy,
to the topic.
Did you bring 5 of your favourite albums?
No.
Oh, see, you should have
I literally it. Have... I was going to say the clothes on my back, but we got rid of those in the coke orgy.
Do you have a copy of the Bible and the complete works of Shakespeare?
I do have a copy of the Bible, but again, you know when like people go into prison and they like carve out a little bit of the Bible and they hide something in it?
What did you put in there?
Well, no, mine's just a glory hole inside it, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck in the Bible?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. There's a revelation for you.
Pretty mischievous.
Very mischievous.
I think so, yeah.
In keeping with the theme of the call.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you're going to give up mischief. You're done.
Quiet life. I'll stick to the amphetamines, you know. Microdose. Do them on microdose.
Okay. Can you microdose amphetamine?
You can, yeah. What you do is you get a little bit.
Yeah.
Put your tongue, get a little bit more. Just do it in little dibs and dabs for about 40 minutes.
I mean, eventually it's a macro dose.
Yeah.
Then you get to a macro dose, but you know, you feel the benefit of all their micro doses. You do.
Absolutely.
They build up.
Well, listen, best of luck with that, Tim, and thanks so much for phoning it in.
Nah, fuck you, probably.
Bye.
There is a new way to support the show, and it's called Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll not only help me to continue making more episodes of this show, you'll also get heaps of bonus content from every single show on the network. That includes new bonus episodes of this show, which will be released every other week. So please head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest joining me in the studio today is a hacker who claims to have evidence of a global conspiracy. For safety reasons, this person has to remain anonymous and they want to be called X. Welcome to the show, X.
Thank you so much.
Is there a reason that you chose that name, X?
Marks the spot.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. How did you stumble upon this global conspiracy, X?
First of all, I want to... First of all, I want to explain that I have changed my voice for anonymity.
Okay.
That is why...
Are you just doing that yourself?
Yes.
Because we could have gotten a vocoder or something.
I don't trust them.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
I trust no one.
Okay, so this isn't your real voice.
No.
Good. And that's good news for everyone. So, how did you stumble upon this global conspiracy?
I love hacking, and I love being on my computer.
Yeah?
I love watching a lot of porn. And there were codes inside the porn. If you look closely enough inside porn and you watch enough of it, you will find that there is a lot going on.
Yes. Yeah. I know what you mean. Hidden messages. What kind of things did you see? Like maybe describe one of the videos you're
Absolutely.
Talking about.
There was an image of a man fucking a woman from behind. And several things flashed up on the screen as it was happening. Sometimes I like to watch porn slow down. Really, really, really slow. And it was so, like, really, like, unwatchably slow. And as it was happening, something flashed up. And if you were watching porn at its normal rate, then you would not notice.
What popped up?
A file image that said, there are aliens and they live amongst us.
Right. Okay. So it was pretty specific then, this stuff.
Yes. Once you actually cracked the image, nothing was uncoded within. It was just the actual information, which was aliens are real, they live amongst us, and then addresses. Addresses of the aliens.
Okay. And did you go and visit any of these aliens?
Several.
Okay.
And all of the homes had been burnt to the ground.
Right, okay. And had the aliens been killed in the fires, or...?
It was said that the men and families who lived in those homes were all dead. Presumed dead.
Right.
But that is not what I believe.
What do you believe?
I believe it... Well, I mean, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. But what do you believe? That they're...
It's the government.
Yes.
Government are...
I'm just wondering, when the houses were burnt down, do you think the aliens were...
I don't think they're dead.
Yes.
I think it's to cover the tracks.
Okay, yeah.
They have been moved elsewhere, but they are still amongst us.
Okay, great. Listen, just one quick question before we move on, X. Why do you like watching porn so incredibly slow?
Value for money.
Okay, yeah. So you're paying for all this, it's...
I have it on constantly, 24 hours a day. In the background of my home, and I want a video to last hours.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That's good. Just good financial sense, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to bring on some other people to kind of give their views on this conspiracy theory. So there's a fellow hacker who goes by the name of Eon.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Eon. You know X from online, I guess? Or?
Yeah, we go way back. We like to play D&D.
D&D.
Online, and you see each other in the hacker bars and stuff like that.
In the what, sorry?
The hacker bars.
The hacker bars, yeah. Right. Yes, yeah. What's your take on this aliens among us theory?
I mean, I just think it's kind of laughable. The whole aliens thing is so passe. Mm. I mean, what I'm getting into really now is Jews controlling wind.
Wind
controlled by Jews.
Why are they?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why not? You control the wind, you control electricity, Dave.
Yeah.
Do I have to explain everything like simpleton?
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the only source of it. Like, it's a small part of how we get our electricity at the moment.
Today.
Yes.
Today, Dave.
Yes. How did you discover this?
Well, I went to a wind farm because I'm suspicious of them. I don't believe. I think it's a giant conspiracy peddled by scientists who just want to get the little books published.
Yeah.
You know, those scientists, they're making so much money off these books. I mean, everyone loves buying books by scientists.
Sure, yeah.
And they're making millions of dollars off this. Hey, wind, you know. So I went down to one of these wind farms, and I listened to the sound of the wind. And if you listen to a windmill, you can kind of make a noise like, oy vey.
Oy vey.
Yes.
Right.
Which, of course, is the Jewish catchphrase. Need I say more? Do I need to explain any more?
No,
are
I can...
too dumb to even understand?
No, no, I can see where you're coming from. What's your take on this theory?
I believe everything he says.
Okay. And does this tie in with your thing, or are they just completely separate?
I would say they're separate. But I will never shut anything down. I believe anything that anyone believes, and they have done any modicum of research and preparation and into it. I believe that it has value and should be listened to.
Okay. I'm going to bring on a porn star, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Jack, obviously you've appeared in over 100 porn films.
Yeah.
Is that the right term?
Yeah, porn film. Moving fuck film.
Yeah. What's your favorite film that you've been in?
Well, I was in one called Gladhanders.
Okay, what was that about?
Oh, it was about a happy bunch of Mormons who found love as a collective, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
It was an orgy flick.
Yeah, cool.
So we made about 17 of those. They were very, very popular.
It's a beautiful film franchise.
Now,
thank you very much, X.
Were there messages, hidden messages in Gladhanders?
No. There's no hidden messages in any of our porn films. We just want people to have a good time.
Right.
We want people to see close-up fucking.
Yeah.
If they want to slow it down, you know, we've got slow ones, slow jams, we call them.
Yeah. But maybe not as slow as X would want.
No. I mean, that's, you know, that's crazy. I mean, sometimes the directors say, go a bit slower, go a bit faster. But not to go super slow, slow-mo.
I have seen every inch of your body.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
But X is saying that there is hidden messages in your films, but you haven't watched them slow down.
Well, I think the problem with X is I think he's looking, he or she or it or whatever, I don't know, looking at the wrong category. Of course, we got porn movies, they're called spoofs. We did a Star Wars one. We did one where we were all members of the royal family, and then we tore our masks off and we were lizards.
Yes.
You know, that whole
going
thing.
Going down on the crown.
Yeah. And Star Wars.
Kindergarten
cock.
That was another one. That was a great one. We did Titanic. We didn't change the name. We just made the tit large and the anic. So it's like tits.
Boat was sunk by a giant tit.
Yeah, and at the end of it, Jack and Rose are fucking
the hand that shakes the willy
on the clothing thing. Oh, yeah. We got Willy the Whale. He's an Irish porn star. I don't know if you know this guy, Willy the Whale.
Oh, he's big.
They call him Willy the Whale because he doesn't have a big dick. He's just a big fat guy. But he can go like a rabbit on steroids.
Yeah, he calls his wang his shillelagh.
Nice.
Yeah.
You were talking about the end of Titanic?
Yeah, Jack and Rose are fucking...
On the wardrobe in the water.
And then we got these beautiful women, beautiful porn stars floating on their backs, they're playing dead.
Mm.
And Rose is like, Jack, grab onto these titties. These titties are buoyant. They'll keep you alive. And Rose said, no, come on, let's fuck. And we'll keep us warm in this cold, cold water.
Yeah.
And Jack's like, no, my dick is frozen. I can't do it anymore, Rose.
It's tragic.
It's really, it was really beautifully
shot. It's a beautiful
movie.
Yeah.
Beautifully shot.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about the money shots. I'm talking about, there's real emotion there. But I think what X is confused, I mean, generally confused, but in those movies, we're making fun of conspiracy theories. We got one with Donald Trump is being fucked by the Pope, but it's two women. With strap-ons.
Mm.
And, you know, you
political satire, Dave.
Yeah.
You could read a lot into that.
Sure.
And then, like, an alien comes in and it gets involved. That doesn't mean aliens are amongst us. It just means that's the only costume we had that day.
I see.
Or maybe
what you mean,
the actor didn't want to be recognized by their parents or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So, is there a possibility that these dossiers that are appearing on screen are just part of the story? It's just a political satire.
No, I understand what has happened here now. I am sure of only one thing, that this man, this porn star, has been taken by the FBI and is spouting their truth. Mm. He is unreliable.
Is that true, Jack? Are you working for the FBI?
Well, if the FBI stands for fucking bitches internationally, then yes, I am a member of the FBI.
Also female body inspector.
That's a good one. I got that on a mug.
Yeah, but I don't think you were talking about that FBI.
No.
Or the other one. You meant the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Yeah. No, there's an FBI.
You have been compromised.
Again, I think you're confused. There's an FBI, warning at the start that says all of the actors in this motion picture over 18 or whatever the legal age is in whatever state we're shooting it in.
Yeah.
And that's what she's looking at. And she's going, or he or it is going, oh, FBI's involved. There's an alien there. There's Donald Trump. I mean, they say if you do too much of the old wiki, then you go blind. But I think if you read too much into it, then you go a bit cuckoo bananas.
No one should be watching porn 24/7, super slow down. That's just not good.
Trust no one.
Yeah, sure. Let's come to Eon's theory then about Jews controlling wind farms.
Yeah, I mean, wind farms, Dave. Wind.
Sorry, they're going to control the wind.
Control the wind.
And then by default, then they control
the
wind.
They make the money.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've seen machines, Dave, that you wouldn't believe.
Machines?
Machines. Wind machines.
Okay.
No, I believe them. We've seen them too.
They exist, Dave.
I mean,
you know when they're shooting like a commercial with like a
wind
beautiful
machine,
woman?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and they blow a fan in your face.
Yes, that's exactly. You've seen these?
Yeah. It's just like wind a machines. Big fan.
You've seen these?
Yeah.
Well, then what are we talking about? This is...
Well, we're talking about whether or not, I suppose, there's a conspiracy to use those.
They are. There is.
Okay, well, that's what you think. Jackie, any big films coming up?
Yeah, we got a load of pandemic movies coming up where you catch, in our version, COVID-19, you catch it, you get super horny.
Okay, yeah.
And you just want to, it's basically like every other porn movie we've ever made, but it's like, oh, what are the symptoms? Your dick gets bigger, your tits grow out, you just want to fuck all around you. So,
Corona my boner.
So basically, everyone's shepherded into this one room, and I think you know where it is, where it's going, Dave.
Yeah.
Orgies are my speciality. Nice. You know, I'm a wonderful host and a beautiful lay.
Amazing.
The script is written by Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Aaron Porkin.
Ah, yes.
He's the great dialogue.
COVID-19.
That's it. COVID-19 penises.
COVID-19 penises. Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that. I'm afraid we're out of time.
Keep your dick out for that, Dave.
I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Ed Salmon, Kevin McGarren, and Hannah Mamelis. Do you have anything you want to plug, Kevin? This is going out in January.
Clear History. We'll be doing a new season of Clear History, but it probably won't be out for about a month and a half. Keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind. It's coming on
TV. Put
it
in your calendar.
Do you want to plug in?
Yes. I have a podcast that is called Edwin Salmon of Knowledge that is out every week, usually on a Friday, but not this Friday. That's it. Oh, and the Cine Stream Club, which is
a podcast
that Kevin has guested on, which is out every fortnight on Wednesdays.
Great. Hannah?
No.
Nothing.
I mean, I don't know.
It's too,
no.
It's too far
knows?
Away. Yeah.
Okay. Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, thanks,
Can
guys.
I plug this show?
Sure.
Listen to... phoning it in. It's a great show.
More listening.
If the show hasn't convinced you, this plug will.
Listen to another episode of this show that you're listening to.
Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary.
free. You'll got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Phoning it in.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.